When you wash your face, do you think about what goes down the drain? Many of us don't, but swirling down that drain, along with the dirt of the day, could be tiny plastic beads.
These microbeads from facial scrubs, they go down your face, down the drain, out to our lakes and rivers, and are heading out to the ocean.
Marcus Erickson is the research director at the Five Gyres Institute. Five Gyres is a California-based nonprofit that fights plastic pollution in the ocean. The organization has launched a campaign against plastic microbeads. These are tiny polyethylene or polypropylene balls that cosmetics companies put into facial scrubs, toothpastes, and soaps. They estimate a single tube of scrub, such as this one advertised by Neutrogena, can hold 350,000 beads.
Deep clean and invigorate your skin.
New Neutrogena Deep Clean Invigorating Scrub with icy blue microbeads. Exfoliates and cleans deep down to pores.
Those tiny beads generally pass through municipal sewage plants. 2 years ago, Five Gyres surveyed the Great Lakes and found, in some areas, hundreds of thousands of beads per square kilometer. They've also been found in Pacific waters, and that's becoming a health hazard for both wildlife and humans.
What we found is that microplastics have an ability to absorb all kinds of toxins, everything from industrial compounds like PCBs to pesticides, even the oil drops falling from cars hitting the pavement. That's washing down into our watershed, and they don't mix with water. They stick to plastics. So one small microplastic particle can become a toxic little pill over time. The most recent research looking at animal studies shows that when animals ingest microplastics, they can desorb those chemicals from the plastic into their bodies.
But Erickson says lawmakers and the public have started to pay attention. This spring, Assemblymember Richard Bloom, a Democrat from Santa Monica, introduced legislation that would ban the sale of products with microbeads within the state. Similar legislation introduced in New York goes a step further and bans the manufacture of these products. Some companies are trying to get ahead of the game. In an emailed statement, Unilever, the company behind brands such as Dove, say they're on track to phase out plastic scrub beads from all products in the U.S. and Canada by the end of this year, and from all products globally by 2015. According to the Five Gyres website, Unilever was the first company to make this announcement, but others, including L'Oreal and Procter & Gamble, have promised to phase out the beads as well.
It really makes no sense that we take a material designed to last forever, which is plastic, and put millions of these particles inside facial scrubs.
Plastic beads are inexpensive, but they're not irreplaceable. Unilever's statement adds that some of their products already use material that is easier to degrade, like silica or walnut shells. The rest of their line will soon follow. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.